Today on More to Life, Boundary Boot Camp. Are people constantly crossing your lines even when you've asked them not to again and again? We'll help you stand firm and set the kind of boundaries that lead to healthier relationships. 877-573-7825.
All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, it's Boundary Boot Camp. We're talking about setting healthy limits. Are people constantly crossing your lines, even when you've asked them not to? Are you not sure what boundaries to set, or even if it's okay? Well, give us a call. We want to help you stand firm and set the kind of boundaries that lead to healthier relationships down the road. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
So, would you like some help figuring out how to set healthy boundaries with someone you care about? Are you trying to be loving and patient with someone only to have them keep taking advantage of you? Do you feel guilty saying no, even when you're overwhelmed or being treated poorly? Have you set a boundary with someone who just keeps ignoring it and you'd like to know how or what to do next? Are you worried that setting firmer limits might damage a relationship that is important to you? Let us help you set healthy boundaries that actually heal.
877-573-7825 is the number to call. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And I got to say, there's a lot of confusion, I think, about what boundaries really are. And we tend to feel a lot of angst about setting boundaries because we tend to make them all about cutting people off or saying, you know, I don't want to be around you anymore. Or we wait until we're angry about something, and then we don't really set a set of boundaries so much as we express a feeling.
And I think that we as Catholics are really rightfully trying to go against this very secular trend of set a boundary with everyone. Like, for the fact that the term no contact is now a common everyday term in our secular vernacular. Like, oh, I'm no contact with this person. I'm no contact with my parents. I'm no contact with my adult child because this term blew up out of nowhere. And it's a term that now is not only common, but cheered on. And I think that as Christians, we see how important relationship is. We see how important allowing people to grow in grace and being merciful is. And so we are coming against this kind of overall, just cut them all off.
Yeah.
And yet, we as Christians also need healthy boundaries, because that is important to who we are as children of God as well.
Well, that's right. And so how do you kind of walk that line where you are able to, you know, set boundaries in a healthy way that lead to healthy relationship without just cutting everybody off that irritates you or thinks differently from you so that, you know, you're all by yourself on top of your little mountain? We want to talk about all that and more today on More to Life. So give us a call at 877-573-7825. If you feel that there's a relationship that you might need to set some boundaries in, but you're not quite sure what that would look like, if you've tried to set some boundaries with somebody and it hasn't gone terrifically well, if you are one of those folks who has either gone no contact with somebody or
somebody has gotten no contact with you and you're not quite sure whether it's possible to rebuild a relationship in a healthy way, we're here for you. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And, you know, going back to your point, Lisa, you know, when we're kind of criticizing the whole no contact idea, we're not saying that you should put up with abusive behavior or that you should, you know, save a relationship at all costs. That's
exactly.
Certainly not our
That's
point.
That's why I'm saying we as Christians need healthy boundaries as well. It's
right.
It's not about letting people run all over us or treat us with less than dignity.
But
it's
about
just not cutting everybody off every time they look at us funny.
Exactly. And then let's unpack that a little bit. In fact, we look at every day on the show, we look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And, you know, it's reasonable to wonder, well, how could some theology help me deal with these kind of practical things like boundaries and relationships? Turns out it actually has a lot of insight to share. St. John Paul, when he was Pope, looked at, there's this huge question. He basically said, look, if we take everything God's given us, scripture, salvation history, creation itself, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what we now call the theology of the body.
And it teaches us, you know, that an important insight is that healthy relationships require both communion and distinction. We're made in God's image, and God is one. But he is a communion of three distinct persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Each person is fully himself while fully given to the others. We're called to live the same dynamic in our relationships, pursuing real closeness without losing who we are. That's where those healthy boundaries we're talking about come in.
Yeah, so again, saying boundaries aren't cutoffs, they're not rejection. They're guidelines for how to stay in relationship in ways that are loving and respectful. You know, most boundaries at least don't say, I'm done with you. They say, you're welcome to come to me, but you need to do it in a way that's considerate, respectful, and allows both of us to be our best selves.
It's okay for someone to be upset with you, need something from you, or bring hard feelings to the table.
Or even think differently from you.
Very important. But you know what? It's not okay for them to be abusive, manipulative, or destructive in how they do it. A healthy boundary sounds like, I want to hear what you are saying. I'm willing to work on this, but I'm not going to accept being yelled at or insulted or used. Here's how you could approach me in a healthy way.
So setting a healthy boundary is a little bit like locking a door to an unsafe set of stairs while opening another door to a safer entrance. You know, you're not shutting the person out, you're showing them a better way in. Now, if they refuse to open that safer door and keep pounding on the locked one, it's okay to step back. You've made the relationship possible. They can choose it when they're ready or not. But that's on them. You know, healthy boundaries protect us from drama and abuse while still honoring each person's dignity. They say, I want a relationship with you, but I love you too much to pretend that unhealthy and sinful behavior is okay. And that's not selfish. That's just Christian love lived out. So let's talk about how to use healthy boundaries in all of your relationships to help them be healthier. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you and we bring those complicated relationships to you that we feel that we might need to set some boundaries with, but aren't sure how to do it in ways that actually lead to healthier relationships. Lord, give us the wisdom that we need to know how to set a boundary that points to healthier ways to let the person who's hurting us get what they need, but in a respectful way, in a way that allows us to both be our best selves and work for the good of the relationship. And help us to have the courage to take that risk
of setting a boundary for a healthier relationship, even if that person chooses not to walk through the door, so that we can make sure that we are working to build your kingdom by striving for healthier relationships in every part of our life. And we ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, Boundary Boot Camp. Are people constantly crossing your lines, even when you've asked them not to, again and again and again and again? And again? We want to help you stand firm and set those boundaries that lead to healthier relationships. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
We're talking right now with Laura, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio.
Hey, Laura, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. I'm listening to your entrance, and it's exactly what I'm calling for. I need wisdom for the boundaries to be set.
Okay, what's going on?
I have son and daughter-in-law, have my one and only granddaughter, to whom I've watched her for the first 4 years of her life.
Okay. And when you say you've watched her, is that an everyday thing because mom and dad are working, or how often is that?
Yeah, I nannied her. I watched her, nannied her Monday, Wednesday, Friday when mom worked, dad worked from home, but I was there assisting.
Got you.
Now that she's in school, or I should say preschool full time, I knew my responsibilities would be, you know, lessened, but they still anticipate when they go away on weekends, when they do this or whatever things they need to do, they just assume that I will be there to watch her. I have been feeling used and abused at times.
How have you tried to address this with her so far? Like, so what have you said about this?
They tell me, when I tell them I can't, well, it's okay. I mean, and they tell me, if you say no, if you can't, just let us know. We understand. But when I say no, I feel like I'm punished because she doesn't, I don't get to see the Tegan any, like right now. I haven't seen her in a month. I wasn't invited to her daughter. She has two children from a previous marriage.
Oh, okay.
It was her daughter's birthday. Everyone was invited except my husband and I. When I asked why, she said it was my son's responsibility to invite me, not hers. And I said, well, you've always sent out family text messages before, and I don't understand. And if there's something we need to talk about, I would really like to talk this matter out. I don't know what I did wrong, but she's shutting all doors.
And if you ask and you just volunteer one day and say, I'd really like to take Deegan to the park, will she say no?
She'll come up with an excuse of why she can't. She won't come right out and say no.
So have you talked to your son about this?
The last I talked to him is when he called me to apologize for not inviting me to the birthday party. He told me that Jen, his wife, told him that it was his responsibility to invite his parents. And I told him that I didn't believe, you know, I accepted his apology, and I said, Jen always, and I mean, we're talking, they've been married for, going to be 6 years in July, has always done the inviting, has always done, but now all of a sudden, she's saying, it's your responsibility.
I'm wondering if this has more to do with a fight between them, or if this is you're getting caught up in it, or if this is about you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I don't know. That I don't know.
Yeah, and so I guess that would be the next step to try to clarify. You know, I would actually approach your son first and say, hey, look, you know, I'd like to understand, you know, where are we at in this relationship? You know, is there something that, you know, I need to do to kind of, I don't know, heal this relationship? Or, you know, is it, was I just getting caught up in the fallout between you guys? Or what's this really about? Because I feel like you tell me that I can say no, but then when I did say no, I feel like I'm being punished for it. But I don't know that that's true. Like, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's true, but that's how it's coming across. Is that what you're meaning to say? That you're upset with me because I said no, that I couldn't watch Tegan on this, you know, weekend or whatever? Because if that's the case, I'd like to try to work this out. Or if this is really something that's kind of gone on between the two of you all of a sudden, where now it's your job to invite me and she doesn't, I'd like to know that too. Not because I want to interfere, but just because I want to know how to take it. So I think, you know, that would be your first next step, and really talking to your son directly about what's going on here. Is this you getting caught up in a fight between the two of them? Or is there something that's going on here that you need to kind of work through with them?
But I agree, since your daughter-in-law has kind of said, you're his side of the family, you're his responsibility. Well, now she's given you permission to go directly to your son and try to work out whatever conflict is going on, either between you and her or them.
I would also, at the same time, though, look at things that perhaps you've done in the past that she's liked, ways that you've connected with her that she's appreciated, and see if you can't do those things again, even without this being resolved necessarily. You know, so if there was something that you've cooked that she likes, maybe you bring a meal over, or, you know, a baked goods or something, or you say, you know, you've gone to lunch together at this place that she likes, and you invite her to lunch, or what, you know, even if she rejects it, what you're trying to do here is show that I'm still interested in relationship with you, even though there, you know, there are clearly some things that might need to be worked out. There are some people who aren't great at addressing things directly, but they're willing to work on the relationship if you can show that it's safe to be around you, and that you're not going to cause a lot of drama for them. So I would say approach your son more directly with these questions and try to get a better sense of what exactly is going on and if there's really something you need to do, while at the same time you're reaching out to your daughter-in-law in ways that she has appreciated before. This way, even if she rejects that, then you're able to be able to identify ways that you can really work together through this. All right, thank you so much for the call, Lauren. If there's more that we can do to support you through this, don't hesitate to reach out to us again once you've had that initial conversation. And we are taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Boundary Boot Camp. Would you like help figuring out how to set healthy boundaries with someone you care about? Are you trying to be loving and patient with somebody only to have them keep taking advantage of you? Maybe you feel guilty saying no even when you're overwhelmed or being treated poorly. Maybe you set a boundary with somebody who just keeps ignoring it and you're not sure what to do next. Whatever the situation is, we want to help you set those healthy boundaries that lead to healthy relationships. 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Rachel Isaac, pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. She directs our faith-based program and performance excellence. She's going to be talking with us about how to help overcome that people-pleasing tendency that makes setting boundaries difficult. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
He is only one of four popes honored as the great.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Leo I was pope at a time when Roman civilization was being overrun by barbarian armies. He stood as a light in the darkness and even saved the city of Rome from destruction by Attila and the Huns. Leo died in 461.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, Visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Boundary Boot Camp, as we talk about setting healthy boundaries. You know, boundaries aren't cutoffs. They're a healthy way in, but sometimes that's complicated, and it's hard to know what that boundary should look like. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. She directs our faith-based program in performance excellence and works with Catholic athletes, performers, executives, and other folks who need to be their best under pressure. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
So it's great to be here.
So we were talking over the break, and you were sharing with us that you know, people-pleasing is something that we all struggle with to some degree, and it can make setting boundaries difficult. How can we overcome that kind of guilt that we have inside about setting boundaries because we're going to upset somebody or disappoint them?
I think that honestly, like, one of the most overlooked skills of really kind of having true confidence in ourselves is learning how to set healthy boundaries. Because with that people pleasing, like, really a lot of us were taught either explicitly or implicitly that being loving means being available, accommodating, and self-sacrificing at all times. So when it comes time to set a boundary, our nervous system kind of flares up and tells us that we're being selfish, unkind, or even unfaithful. But really, boundaries are not a lack of love. They're a form of stewardship. God entrusts us with our time, our energy, our bodies, our minds, our gifts. And stewardship requires discernment. Jesus himself modeled boundaries. He withdrew to pray. He said no to demands. He didn't heal every single person who asked, not because he lacked compassion, but because he lived in that alignment with God's will. So this is a tip that I often share with my clients. Before responding, pause and ask, is this aligned with what God is asking of me in this season? Not, will this disappoint someone? Not, can I technically make this work? But is this the faithful use of what I've been given right now? When your boundary is rooted in discernment instead of fear, that's when our confidence steadies, our nervous system relaxes, and we're no longer reacting. We're actually responding with intention. And I think this is an important reminder, too. You are responsible for your obedience, but you're not responsible for managing other people's reactions. So setting a boundary may feel uncomfortable, but discomfort doesn't mean disobedience. It really often means growth. Healthy boundaries protect our peace, they clarify our priorities, and they allow us to show up fully where God is actually calling us instead of just being scattered everywhere else. And confidence grows when our yes is honest and our no is faithful. I think that kind of confidence doesn't separate you from God. It draws you into deeper trust and into healthier relationship.
You know, and I think what you're talking about here goes right to the heart of St. John Paul's message in his Theology of the Body, because he made the point that we need to be both loving and responsible, that true love is always responsible. In other words, if we're really loving somebody, then it's always working for their good and for ours, right? We're responding in a way that allows us both to be our best selves. And so, you know, if somebody's asking me something in a way that's hurtful, that's, you know, undermining their best selves, or that's undermining mine, setting that boundary allows us to work for both of our good and for the good of the relationship. That's actually the loving thing to do, as opposed to just letting it happen and then I grow and then I become resentful and they just become worse and the whole thing kind of deteriorates. And so this whole idea of really setting boundaries the way you're describing it's just another way of expressing love. It's a way of saying, let's, you know, I want to be here for you, and I want to do what you need me to do, but let's do it in a healthy way so that we can both grow.
Well, and also love to ourselves, because it says, this is who I am authentically. This is who God created me to be, with my own limitations, my own talents, my own gifts, and this is how I can bring it to the relationship without being used or trodden upon in a way that deteriorates.
I love your connection, though, to the idea of boundaries being a part of stewardship. That's really interesting.
Because it allows us to do exactly what you guys are talking about, to take care of ourselves, too. I think that imbalance comes in when we're just focusing solely on constantly working for the good of the other person, so much so that I forget that I'm supposed to work for the good of myself, too. And when I remember working for the good of myself and the other person, that both are important, that we're called to both, that's where we can kind of find that balance, and that's where we can focus on setting those boundaries, taking care of ourselves, being attentive to our needs, and not worrying that that's selfish, but instead recognizing that, yes, that is stewardship, because it's allowing me to take care of myself, take care of the gifts that God's given me, to be able to use them, not ignore them and be depleted or resentful or exhausted, but be able to take care of myself so that I can show up as my best self, you know, as my favorite version of myself, as the person that God created me to be.
Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. Great insights. And if folks would like to learn more about your work, I really encourage them to come on over to CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about the faith-based program and performance excellence that you direct for us, where you work with Catholic athletes, performers, executives, and other folks who need to be their best under pressure. Again, that's at CatholicCounselors.com. And we are taking your calls right now, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Well, you know, you heard Rachel's segment. Are you being a good steward of your time, of your dignity, of your relationships, making
your
sure that they're
healthy relationships? Yeah.
And if not, then where do you need to set those boundaries that would allow you to be a better steward of those things? 877-573-7825. If you'd like help figuring out how to set healthy boundaries with someone you care about, what that would look like, or how to deal with it when they keep stepping over those boundaries anyway, let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825. We'll be back in a minute with your calls.
Steve and Janet Ray here, inviting you to join us in Portugal, Spain, and France as we follow the three children of Fatima and Saint Bernadette of Lourdes and encounter lots of surprises along the way. These moving apparition sites never fail to inspire awe, healing, and a love for Our Lady, exquisite countryside, and our Spanish chaplain, Father Alfonso Aguilar.
To learn more about your Ave Maria Radio trip, find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
The Heart of the Interior Life with Elizabeth Jingle.
St. Ignatius of Loyola introduces the sixth rule of his 14 rules for the discernment of spirits, calling to mind the directive of the fifth rule. In the fifth rule, St. Ignatius directs us not to change our spiritual decisions or proposals when we are in a time of spiritual desolation. The sixth rule states, although in desolation we should not change our first proposals, it is very advantageous to change ourselves intensely against the desolation itself. The call in the sixth rule is to change ourselves, to change ourselves intensely against the spiritual desolation. We are not called to passively endure spiritual desolation, for God's call in the time of spiritual desolation is always to resist and fight against the desolation with strength, trust, and determination. How will you change yourself against the desolation?
For more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. By asking for spiritual communion, we are acknowledging that the Holy Mass is the perfect, best way to worship God. The priest intercedes perfectly for us with God the Father because he acts in persona Christi. This is the time to see that through the priest's representation of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, we are never separated from our Lord. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Why are some married couples happy while others struggle?
You might think that happy couples argue less and resolve issues more efficiently than unhappy couples. But in fact, research suggests that both happy and unhappy couples argue about as much and struggle similarly with problem solving. The real difference is that happy couples consciously work toward maintaining their relationship and emotional health. For example, they create rituals for working, playing, talking, and praying together on a daily and weekly basis. Happy couples also look for ways to help each other out from day to day, little things that might make the other person's day easier or more pleasant. And then, when conflict breaks out, as it inevitably does in any human relationship, they realize that the most important thing isn't solving the conflict, but how they come to that resolution. Happy couples take care of each other while they go through that conflict so they can work to find solutions together. Marriage isn't easy. But the good news is that with a little work, any couple can find real happiness together. Get more tips for building a strong marriage in my book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. And if you'd like faithful help for your relationship, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Boundary Boot Camp, as we talk about those times when people cross our lines, you know, even when we've asked them not to, or those times when we're feeling taken advantage of, but we're not quite sure what to do about it. And we care about the person, we care about the relationship, and maybe we're a little afraid that setting that boundary is going to push them away.
Maybe you really never thought about setting boundaries before because you want to be a generous, loving Christian person. But now you're finding that you're starting to get run down, a little burnt out, feeling sad, not having enough energy, and you're beginning to wonder why. Maybe it's all of this giving without any healthy boundaries, and you need to know how to fit that into your life.
Well, like we were talking about with Rachel in the last segment, you know, St. John Paul talks about the importance of love also being responsible.
That's right.
It's not just indiscriminate. It's really about making sure that what I am doing to be loving is really working for my good as well as yours. That requires some boundaries and good stewardship and discernment, like Rachel was talking about. So let us help you with all that and more today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Well, before we go back to the questions of our wonderful listeners, we want to send out congratulations to another EWTN radio partner that makes all those question answerings possible. Siouxland Catholic Radio, serving Sioux City and Storm Lake, Iowa, is celebrating 18 years with us this week.
Salute! Congratulations to Ann Reed and her team at Siouxland Catholic Radio from all of us here at EWTN. And wherever you are tuning in to EWTN Catholic Radio, make sure you are supporting your local EWTN Catholic Radio station with your prayers for sure, but with your dollars as well. Let's keep EWTN Radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you and all those you love in living a more faithful and abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships to boot. Again, many thanks to Ann Reed and her team at Siouxland Catholic Radio and to all the folks who make EWTN Radio possible, particularly you, the listener. 877-573-7825. We're talking about boundaries today on More to Life. And, you know, we really learn to set boundaries in our families of origin growing up. It all comes down to what kind of behavior we tolerate from each other. How do we teach our kids and really model as adults how to ask for our requests? How do we respond to those requests? How do we manage our time?
How do we speak to one another? Are we running each other down or yelling at each other? Or are we being respectful and kind and thoughtful in our communication?
And whether you came from a family of origin that really had that all down or one that was maybe a little struggling a little bit with that stuff, the Catholic Home app, that's Catholic H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission, is here for you. If you become a subscriber to Catholic Home, you can get daily unlimited parent coaching and tons of creative resources to help you build a more loving, caring, connected Catholic family life. That's Catholic H-O-M. And through that app, you can get the supportive community and tons of resources, as I was saying, very much like our monthly downloadable activities, which you can do with your kids to really learn how to build a strong, loving Catholic family life.
And actually, our new February downloadables hit today. So if you're interested in those, this is a perfect day to sign up for the Catholic HOM app.
Check those out. Also, every month we do a live Q&A. We have exclusive podcast content. We've got an animated series that the whole family can watch together to learn how to really build a more loving, caring, connected Catholic family life. Check it out. It's only $149 for the year or $14.95 a month, and that covers everybody in the family, so both mom and dad can get the parent coaching and all the kids can use all the resources. It's a great value and you get great support to build that Catholic family life that you're looking for. Download the Catholic HOM app today so that you can be a Catholic household on mission. With that, we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. The show today, Boundary Boot Camp, as we talk about those times when we do need to set some limits with somebody, but we're either not sure how to do it, or our attempts to do it haven't been working out, or we feel guilty and now wonder whether we did too much. 877-573-7825.
Well, we had a question from a lovely lady down in Texas who is very, very wanting to remain anonymous, so we will take her question without her having to be on the air. She said, how to have a relationship with my daughter who has cut me off from her family. This all came about when I told her I was getting married again. I think she thinks anyone I marry will be a terrible person because her father was an abusive person.
All right. Thank you so much for the question. And that's a very painful situation to be in. And I think, you know, your daughter is reacting based on her history, not just that she thinks that whoever you're going to marry is a terrible person. But I think that reading between the lines here, she feels like you weren't able to keep her safe. Right, so it's not just that she's afraid of who you might marry. She's afraid that you're not able to discern what a healthy person is and whether you could be trusted to bring healthy people into her life and to her children's lives. Now, I'm not saying that's fair, but I think that's where she's coming from. And so that's the thing you need to address with her. First, you need to be really looking at yourself and saying, what have I done to grow in my ability to discern how to have healthy relationships with healthy people, to know that I'm strong enough to keep myself and the people around me safe if someone does try to treat me poorly. You know, what has changed in my life? Because if you can take stock on that, if you can answer those questions, then you can go to your daughter and say, look, I get it. You're upset, you're frustrated with me because it wasn't just that your dad was abusive, it's that I couldn't keep you safe. And you're afraid that if you let me be part of your life now, as I get remarried, that I'm going to bring that drama, that abuse, that pain back to you and to your kids. And I understand why you would feel like you would need to cut me off. But here's what's changed. Here's how I'm stronger. Here are the boundaries that I've set. Here are the, let me walk you through examples of when people have tried to treat me poorly and how I've responded better to that. Now, if you can't answer those questions, then you need to take your daughter's actions to heart. And as painful as they are, really look at what work do you need to do on yourself to learn how to keep, to set those boundaries, to know how to make sure that you could keep her safe, to know that you really do know how to determine whether somebody's trustworthy or safe to be around or not. But either way, this is a message, right? And you want to hear what she's saying. Mom, I'm afraid that you couldn't keep me and my children safe any more than you could when I was growing up and you couldn't keep me safe when Dad was being abusive. Again, that's a hard message to hear. You may or may not think it's fair. I don't have enough information to be able to kind of rule on that. But that's beside the point. That's how she's feeling. And if you can address that feeling and either walk her through the work you've done to get to a place where you are strong enough to make good choices about relationship and keep the people that you love safe, including yourself, then you can show her that. And she doesn't have to be afraid. Or you have to look at that honestly and say, you know, I haven't really done the work that I need to. And I'm just choosing another relationship because I'm lonely,
But I don't really know if I can set those boundaries or keep her and my grandkids safe from whoever, if this person ended up being bad. So I hope that you'll be able to hear that, reflect on that, and make your choices based on what we're sharing here with you so that you can grow and hopefully you can reconcile with your daughter, who's really making this decision based on her experience and her fear that it's going to happen all over again. Thank you so much for the question. If there's more we can do to support you in the journey, don't hesitate to reach out back to us here on the show or call CatholicCounselors.com, where we can hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you heal both in your own heart as well as know what you would need to do to heal this relationship with your daughter. We'd like to walk with you through that. Again, that's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks again for the question. And we're taking your calls, listeners, right now at 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Boundary Boot Camp. Would you like help figuring out how to set healthy boundaries with someone you care about? You know, are you trying to be loving and patient with somebody, but you feel like they're taking advantage and you're not sure what to do about it? Maybe you feel guilty saying no even when you're overwhelmed or being treated poorly. Maybe you've set a boundary with somebody who just keeps ignoring it and you'd like to know what to do next. Or you're worried that setting a firmer boundary might damage a relationship that's really important to you. Boundaries are important. In fact, they're essential for healthy relationships, but it's hard to know how to do it well. So let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day. It comes to us from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life.
And again, that's Proverbs 4:23, and really reminding us of the importance of protecting our heart, not in a defensive way, not in a way that isolates us or cuts people off, but in a way that allows us to be healthy. To go back to our reflection at the beginning, you know, again, we were talking about how we're made in God's image and likeness, and God is one, but he is three persons. Three distinct persons. And so in the same way, being made in his image, we are called to communion with others, as long as that communion allows us to be who we are as well. And boundaries allow that to happen. And so this verse from Proverbs is reminding us that we watch our heart so that we can be in communion with others in a way that allows us to not be so afraid of protecting ourselves from others that we can give ourselves to others. Well, that's what we're talking about on today's show about boundaries. Give us a holler at 877-573-7825 with your questions about boundaries and the people that you care about. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
Hello, friends. Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers here. And I haven't been this excited about an up-and-coming speaker for a long time, Dr. Marcus Peter. Dr. Peter has the gift of combining deep theological insight, wisdom, and knowledge with personal testimony and story in a way that makes the power of the church's teaching and God's love felt deeply in the heart of all who hear him. If you are looking for someone for your next conference, parish mission, or event, look no further than Dr. Marcus Peter.
Visit MarcusBPeter.com to book Dr. Marcus Peter to speak at your event. At the Ave Maria website, you can continue the discussion and education through the Ave Maria Radio's links to social media. Ave Maria Radio has accounts on Facebook, X, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and find the social media symbols at the top of your screen.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, it's Boundary Boot Camp as we talk about how to set limits that lead to healthier, holier relationships. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Kathy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New Jersey.
Hey, Kathy. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
I'm just looking for, you know, grew up in a very conflict-free family, but as a result, I and my siblings tend to be very conflict-avoidant. And so if somebody gets very angry, we tend to shut down and not, you know, step into setting boundaries. So how do you get past that?
Sure. I mean, is there a specific example that we could walk through, or do you just want me to kind of speak in general about this?
Anger is a good one. So if I'm speaking to, you know, a friend or or my husband, and they get very angry, I tend to get very quiet and shut down and not deal with the situation. Okay.
So you don't know really know how to advocate for yourself, because even though you had a peaceful family life, it never really taught you how to successfully work out and negotiate things together. So it's new to you and a little scary.
So here's a question. So what's happening in that moment, right? Somebody's being angry with you. They're you know, expressing those strong feelings to you, and you shut down in the moment. Are you able to think later on, oh, gosh, I wish I had said this, or I should have done that, or you have no idea what to do?
Usually I can think of it later. I'm usually not very good in the moment.
That's okay, that's though. Fine. The fact that you can think of it later is going to be very helpful to you.
And if you think of it later, are you able to go back? Could you give yourself permission to go back to that person and say, hey, you know, I'd like to talk about this again? Or is that something that's not occurred to you before?
I can do that. I find that, generally speaking, sometimes you just miss the moment and people aren't as willing to talk to you later. Yeah,
especially if they've been angry and then they've gotten through it and they're like, it's fine, it's over, that kind of thing.
Well, you tell me about
that.
Yeah,
why are you bringing it up again, right? Just let alone.
I think it's no conversation's over till we say it's over, right? No, really. Like, you know, and you know, why am I bringing it up again? Well, because I shut down in the moment and I wasn't able to say things I really needed to say that I need you to hear.
And I want to address your concerns as well as some of my own. So you don't have to be like, because I said we're not done. You know, it's very much I needed time to hear what you were saying and process it so that I could really come back to you with a respectful response and work this out. So I'd like to discuss it in a calm way now.
You're not asking their permission to discuss it. It's any more than they ask you your permission to kind of vent on it in the first place. It's really, look, you know, I thought about it more, I prayed about it more, and I just feel like there were some things that we needed to work through, and I'm not really willing to let this go. I think we need to discuss this. What I want you to do, a couple of things. The reason I ask all that is because it goes to the exercise I want to give you. I'd like you every day to just sort of reflect. And with a journal, right? Get a notebook, or you can do that on your phone. But in your prayer time, you know, make this part of your prayer time where you're asking God to help you have the courage to speak out, because this is a spiritual exercise, right? As well as having to do with your psychological healing, because God does want us to exercise our prophetic mission of baptism, to call others to lead holier, healthier lives with our words and our actions, and that takes sometimes being in conflict, you know, and not being afraid to ruffle some feathers sometimes.
And also, God's calling us all, as much as we hate it, Kathy, because we all do, to nudge ourselves out of our comfort zone so that we can bring more justice into every situation. And justice isn't about laws and condemning people. It's about setting things into right order in a relationship, in our lives, in the world. And that's a good thing to do. And just as if you had a gathering at your house and after everybody left, you know, the kitchen, the living room, it's all sort of a mess, you might have to take a pause and say, Well, this is going to be, you know, a little difficult to clean up. I'm not comfortable with this, but you make yourself do it one step at a time to set the house to right order, because that's just for the way your family needs to live. It is very much the same in relationships with people. We can take that pause. We can make that plan. And then we can begin the work to set things into right order and adjust situation in our relationships.
So in your daily prayer time, and I'm assuming that you have one, and if you don't, start having one. And as part of it, get the notebook. And first pray, you know, Lord, help me to be able to have the courage that I need to say what I need to say in the moment, and to learn how to not be afraid of ruffling those feathers and being such a people pleaser. And then you sit down with the notebook and you say, okay, God, you know, show me what situations happened over the course of, say, yesterday or today, whenever you're doing your prayer time, right? Where I should have or could have spoken up, or I wish I had spoken up. And then you write out what happened, what you did, and what you wish you had done. You know, what you wish you could have said or done in that situation. And then you mentally rehearse that. Imagine being in that situation again and being there with God. You know, imagine the Lord standing right there next to you. And kind of pray through, if I had to do this over again and God was right there with me, what would I say and do? How would I handle this situation differently? And then I want you to mentally rehearse that every day. You know, so as you add new things to your journal and you pray every day about new things, you go back over the old things that you wrote down and say, okay, so now I'm mentally rehearsing and I'm praying here. I'm bringing God with me into this situation and I'm imagining saying this instead or doing that instead. And you're mentally rehearsing that. And you're giving yourself permission to really step out in that courage, in that faith, and you're learning then from these experiences. Because right now what happens, somebody yells at you, you flood, you shut down, then you say, oh, thank God that's over, and then you don't think about it again. Or if you do think about it again, you go back and...
It's sort of festering, yeah. And it's demeaning you, because you should have, and they wouldn't, and why did they, and it's not giving you any sense of peace or power in the situation.
But if you're able to take this approach, you're able to learn from those experiences and really think, you know, what could I have said? Now, the next piece of that is there something I should say now? You know,
asking God this in your prayer time.
Yeah, yeah. And so don't buy into the idea that the moment's passed. Right, it's not really whether they'll receive it or not, or whether you feel like the conversation's not over till it's over. If there's something you need to say, it's okay for you to bring that up, even if the conversation is a month or a year old. It doesn't matter. If some insight has come to you, it's okay to bring that up charitably. But to go to them and say, look, you know, I'd like to talk about this. And if they say, well, that's past it. Well, maybe it's past for you.
Maybe you got to vent, but I was processing it because and you put it on them in a way that says, and it's true, I want to respect the message behind your anger. I want to respect what you were trying to convey and come up with a plan to meet your needs and my needs and work this out between the two of us. I take time to do that. I've taken that time, I've really processed that now, and I'd like to handle this conversation respectfully so we can both get our needs met.
And if they're really going to be obtuse about it and shut you down, then it's okay to say, well, look, until you're willing to have this conversation with me, you're not a safe person to have any conversation with, because I don't know that you'll hear me, I don't know that you'll listen. So when you're ready to discuss this, you let me know. But until then, this is kind of where things are going to be. And let's say, for the sake of argument, you know, it's your husband, because you were saying sometimes your husband gets angry. And if he pulls this with you, okay, and then you have to give him that response. Then he comes back, you know, 2 hours later and says, hey, what's for dinner? It's okay to say, you know, honey, I'd love to talk about dinner, but until we can have that conversation that you shut me down on, you're just not a safe person to have a conversation with dinner about dinner with. So when you're ready to discuss that other thing, we can talk about dinner. And he, oh, fine, Kathy, you're just you call yourself a Christian. How dare you bring that up? And how you rub that in my face? And you're just not letting anything go ever. Yeah, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. But when you're ready to have that other conversation, I'd be happy to talk about whatever else you want to talk about. And then he goes off in a huff and comes back like 4 hours later and says, hey, you want to go see this movie tonight? I'd love to talk to you about movies, but until we can resolve that conversation that I started and you kind of shut me down on, you're not really a safe person to have a conversation about movies with. So you let me know when we're ready to discuss that. And we'll have that conversation. Oh, Kathy, I can't remember. I had a client who that was the only thing she said to her husband for about a month. And she was so frustrated because it wasn't working that she was like ready to call a divorce lawyer. And I said, hang in there a little bit. The next week, he finally came to her and said, all right, fine, I get it. I'm sorry. I didn't want to hear it, but I get it. if you're able to hold the line long enough and just say, I love you, I'm willing to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about, but first we need to deal with this. When the other person realizes that they have to do it, they're going to do it. But it takes you being strong enough to set that limit. So I hope that these suggestions will point you in the right direction and you'll be able to run with it. If you need more support overcoming that conflict avoidant tendency and that fear that comes over you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We do this all the time, and we can help you find faithful ways to respond to these situations that really help you connect with that prophetic mission that you're given in baptism, and how to really claim that strength as a beloved daughter of God to be able to be strong and to stand up for what is true and what is right and what's healthy in all of your relationships, so that you can be that instrument of grace as opposed to just kind of being a doormat. Kathy, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, again, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. And it goes for you listeners as well. Are you struggling to set boundaries? Or you feel like you've set them, but people don't care, and they just keep stepping all over them anyway. Whatever your challenges are with healthy boundaries in all of your relationships, we want to help you find faithful ways to work toward healthier, holier relationships. So reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, your personal life, and the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Let us help your faith life and relationships flourish. Well, that's all the time we've got for today. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.